Peter, day one in the Gold Coast. What's the vibe around the group like?
Yeah, really enthusiastic. We've got beautiful weather conditions here. The guys got in to the hotel yesterday afternoon and really looking forward to a fruitful week here on the Gold Coast.
It's a bit of a trek from Perth. Can you tell us why Fremantle decided on Gold Coast?
Yeah, look, we've got a huge number of new players within the squad, and we do a lot of travelling during the year. The facilities here are outstanding, but it's more a chance to get away, really embed the game plan as well, and spend some quality downtime together as well.
You mentioned the two facilities. Can you give us a bit of a run through about the Southport Sharks and Bondini?
Yeah, well, Southport have been a really successful team here in the Gold Coast, and they've got a great facility, so we're really looking forward to using their oval. And Bond University, their high performance centre, will be terrific for all our weights and also our recovery sessions.
So it looks like a usual training session here this morning. What's the schedule like for the rest of the week?
Pretty similar to the schedule that we'd have back in Western Australia, except there'll be additional game plan sessions, education sessions, just to get everyone on the same page. I mentioned before all of the new players to the club, and they've all settled in well, but A, to learn the game plan, and B, just to spend some time together as much as possible.
Is that the main aim? Like, obviously a couple of people have spoken about the whole point of the camp is to have everyone together to bond. Is that what you're hoping?
Yeah, yeah. Ross has used this in his coaching history a few times to great effect, and we think there's enormous value to get everyone together, get everyone on the same page, and do a meaningful training week as well.
Just on the young guys, they've been around the club for a couple of weeks now. How are they fitting in?
They're fitting in really, really well, but this gives them a nice taste of travelling as well as a professional athlete, so they get to look at some of the senior players, the experienced players, and just see how professionally they approach travel. So it'll be a real learning curve for those new players as well.
And what about Jesse Hogan, Lobb, Collier, Conker? How are they going?
Yeah, they're going really, really well, so they'll be looking forward to spending some time with their new teammates as well, but from a training perspective, we're really pleased with how they're going.
And there's one player that didn't make it on the plane, Stephen Hill. How's he tracking?
Yeah, he'll be getting some treatment on his quad after his surgery of a little while ago. We thought that even though we'd love to have Stephen here and he was desperate to come, his rehabilitation from that surgery is paramount, so he'll be there back in Perth getting some treatment.
And just finally, exciting news yesterday with Sean Darcy re-signing, committing to the club for another 4 years.
Yeah, Sean's a terrific young man, and clearly in his 15 games of AFL footy, he's already shown a lot of ability. We're wrapped to have him till 2022. Ruckmen are hard to find. We believe we've got a really bright young prospect in Sean, and together with Aaron Sanderlands, they should be a formidable duo.
Thank you.
All right, I might just throw out a few more local questions.
Yeah, great.
So, you know, obviously it's a bit of a... Well, it's a bit warm today. I mean, are these the kind of days you're hoping for when you've got a camp here?
Yeah, look, they will be testing conditions, but look, it would have been 30 degrees back in Perth as well, but there is a little bit of extra humidity in the Gold Coast, so that'll be a challenge for the players, but they're finely tuned athletes, so they'll be fine, and it'll be exactly what our strength and conditioning staff are looking for.
I know it's a weird question, but would you mind just looking to the side
You're
answering them?
Yep, yeah. No worries.
So how long is the camp expected to run for on the coast?
Yeah, so we arrived here yesterday afternoon, and Saturday afternoon the players will go on their Christmas leave.
And, yep, you know, obviously with Christmas leave, and it's a lot to do with bonding, do you reckon there'll be a bit of bonding going down on Cavill Avenue later on?
No, we're running a very professional program, so the guys will be pretty tired given the conditions as well, and given how much we're asking of them. They will be spending some time out having coffees and going for a meal together on a couple of the nights, but mainly we're here to train and just enjoy each other's company.
Have any of the Southport Sharks NEAFL team been invited down to check it out, or...?
Not to my knowledge, so we'll be running our own program here, but by all means, there'll be some people I'm sure who'll come down and watch bits and pieces of our training.
And I mean, you know, obviously one of the big things within the sort of competition at the moment is the Suns are looking like a completely renewed team. I mean, have you got any thoughts on what they're looking like going into next year?
Well, obviously my focus is the Fremantle Footy Club, but I do know that Gold Coast have drafted some wonderful talent, some really exciting players like Jack Lukosius and Isaac Rankin as well, and they're sure to excite Gold Coast fans into season 2019 and beyond.
Well, does that excite you in a whole, just sort of seeing, you know, that might step up that competition of a club that's usually so low. And if they do succeed on this, it could make the competition as a whole just that little bit tighter.
Yeah, well, look, they've got some outstanding people at the Gold Coast Suns, including Stewie Jew, and with the young talent coming through. Look, I think they're an exciting team to follow, and we play Gold Coast up here in round two. So hopefully they take a little bit of time to develop, but there's certainly a lot of talent there and some great people.
And so you're heading to Bond after the Southport Sharks Club, that's right?
That's right, yeah. We'll be up at Bond Monday, Wednesday and Friday afternoons, and also Tuesday and Thursday for our strength and conditioning and also our recovery.
Well, was that a bit of a conscious thing, probably picking the two places where you've got, in terms of their competitions, the most successful teams on the coast?
Yeah, it comes down to that, but more importantly, the facilities that they have in their high-performance facility there. So being a professional sporting outfit, we want to get the very best of what the Gold Coast has to offer, and we're really pleased with the facilities that we've managed to secure.